is our guest on line seven, Demetrius Ivory. He's on WGN. Hi, Demetrius.
Hey, I'm on line seven. I like it.
Why do you like line seven particularly?
Because I just, you know, as listeners, we always think line seven, like, who's on one to six? And then how far do these lines go? I mean, is it, you know, do you go to line?
Yeah, there are
20,
people.
20, 30?
That means there are six people right now going, wah, wah.
That's awesome.
Oh, really? This guy better be good because I'm number six, and he skipped to seven. Demetrius Ivory over Channel 9 and WGN Radio is the meteorologist who will tell us just, is the worst of it through right now? It was cracking lightning downtown.
Oh, no. It's not through. Like you said, lots of lightning last night. A house struck in Downers Grove, struck by lightning last night. Lots of lightning. We are not done yet. As a matter of fact, we have kind of added fuel to the fire, if you will. There's a lot of low-level moisture. It's possible that the atmosphere is what we call worked over, which basically means, how do I say this, considering your last conversation?
Yeah.
Basically, that would mean that you kind of took the crack out of it, and if we stay cloudy, then we run the risk of thunderstorms, but probably not severe. If we get sunshine and start to warm up and start to see that temperature into the 70s today, then we are really going to be looking at some more powerful storms coming our way, starting around 4 o'clock this evening.
Oh, really? So if I was rooting for the least violent weather, I'd not want to see the sunshine today.
Right. You want cloudy, and you want that temperature to never really get through those 60s. It's upper 50s now. You want cloudy for the rest of, at least if it could carry us into 2, 3 o'clock, maybe that's, you know, we'll kind of lose a lot of that prime heating time. But if we clear out, then, you know, we could be looking at a pretty violent evening.
Another round of this tonight, huh?
Yeah.
And so because I know there is some sunshine and pleasant weather in our maybe longest term forecast, when do we get through this storm system?
So it'll be this evening that we think that storms will refire, and we certainly need to be on the lookout. I mean, our primary threats this evening are going to be heavy rain again, strong winds, and also hail. Of course, there's going to be a high flooding threat because we're talking about a pretty saturated soil now. So flash floods, when you're talking about a lot of rain and, you know, thunderstorms dumping an inch or so in a moment's time, you could certainly be on the lookout, need to be on the lookout for flash flooding. That would be this evening. I'd say from probably 4 to, you know, midnight is probably planted safe, could be over before then. And then after that, tomorrow, we'll be in between systems and we'll start to get some sunshine with highs climbing back into the upper 60s and maybe low 70s in some areas. So Friday's going to be nice. More rain Saturday, more Sunday, and then Monday comes the big cool down with, you know, right now I got highs right around upper 50s, tempted to drop in the mid 50s.
Wow. Can you just give me Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not kidding, because the long-term forecast I see does offer some hope, Demetrius.
That is true. There's a warm-up which is potentially going to come our way probably into Wednesday. Tuesday, I think we're going to be back in the mid-60s. Wednesday, we could be, I mean, you know, when I always say that, it, you know, when it goes this far out, it goes to chaos, right?
Yeah.
Next Wednesday, right now I got low 70s, but by the time we get there, that could be
nearly 80. Why are you doing that? So next Wednesday, maybe some sunshine and low 70s.
And that number could go up. That number could definitely be
I'll
up.
I'll hold you to all of that. All right. So this is interesting. If the sun comes out, it may heat up. We'll get more crackling tonight and then some rain through the weekend, but maybe a break next week. I'm out of time, Demetrius, and once again, I'm sorry I called you.
All right, time for caller 8.
Look at you. Nice to hear your voice, my friend. You stay well.
Always a pleasure.
Meteorologist Demetrius Ivory.